is Jez Kane, and you're watching That Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview.
What is going on, guys and girls, headbangers, thrashers, all of my buddies and friends? Thank you for tuning in to That Metal Interview Podcast. And we have a special guest one more time, a girl, a great, great singer, girl by the name of Jez Kane. And she hails out of Europe for sure. Brand new album coming out very, very soon here by the name of Power Zone. And let's check out her latest video by the name of Love Gone Wild. Check it out.
Midnight, and it's cleaner, and she knows just what to do.
Now, if you want to mention 80s influence, 80s fanatics, 80s rock and roll, this is it right here. It doesn't get better than that. Love Gone Wild, all of Chess Kane's music, in my opinion, is 80s influenced. And to me, it's badass because I'm from the 80s and I love all this 80s stuff. I'm so proud of all these new artists bringing back the old school 80s sound, right? So I'm sure all you 80s fanatics out there are just jamming out to this stuff right here. There's a bunch of bands out there that sound like this. Crazy Licks, which their vocalist produced this album, up-and-coming album from Chez Kane. Anyways, enough talking. Let's check out our interview with Chez Kane, a singer extraordinaire. Here we go. Enjoy. What part of the world are you at right now?
I am in South Wales in the United Kingdom.
Oh, really? Okay. How's the weather over there?
It's just starting to change, so we're coming to the end of summer, but we've had a nice day today, but there's a little bit of a bite in the air now, so I'm starting to feel the autumn hitting.
Nice. Wow. I'm in Texas in the US, so it's kind of hot over here. It's pretty bad.
Oh, well, I'm a little bit jealous because it's starting to get cold.
Well, I could use some cold right now. I mean, but have you ever been to Texas or?
I haven't, no. It's on my bucket list. I want to come over and tour over there, so I would love to.
Awesome. Okay, so second solo studio album, Power Zone, dropping October 21st, Frontiers Music, produced by Danny of Crazy Licks. Talk to us about this record. How is it different than the other one, and who wrote the lyrics, who wrote the riffs and all that?
Okay, so I believe that it's different from the first album in the sense that when I did my debut album with Danny Rexon, he had this project in mind where he wanted to find a female vocalist to fit the songs that he already had there. Some were written for Crazy Licks in the past that didn't get used. So obviously when I demoed the songs with Danny, the songs were ready to go. So this time I feel like our working relationship has grown and he's now writing songs more towards my voice because he knows me better now. So I feel like we've grown a bit from the first album to the second album. I haven't written any of the lyrics on either of the albums because I feel Danny has such a good way of writing this style of music that I kind of didn't want to touch perfection. Uh-huh. So I've let him write the songs. Uh-huh. And I'm happy to sing them.
Wow, cool. So he does most of the lyrics and all that?
Yeah, he does all the lyrics and he does all the instruments apart from the saxophone. So yeah, he's very, very multi-talented.
Wow. So were you guys shooting for an 80s sound, 90s sound, or did this just come out the way it came out, you know, naturally?
Obviously, Danny is very highly influenced by 80s style music. And when he wanted to do this project with Frontiers, that was the route he was going down. But to be completely honest with you, it's the style of music that got me into rock. So I was very highly influenced by Def Leppard at the age of 13 when I discovered that band. And it went on from there. So I love lots of genres of rock music, but it always stems back to the 80s. So this project was just right up my street. So we've had some good fun and we're enjoying it because we both have the same kind of influences from back then as well. So yeah, it works really well.
Oh yeah, it sounds nice. It sounds cool. I'm an 80s fan myself too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I like all kinds of music, but I'm, you know, from that era too, so I'm real happy to hear this kind of stuff. It sounds cool. It's like a fresh breath of air with a touch of 80s and 90s. That's very cool. Good job of Danny and of you singing too, of course. Badass. Nice. Oh,
thank you so much. I'm glad it's coming across that way because that's what we're going for. So thank you.
Yeah. At what age did you start singing? What old were you?
My mom says the second I could start talking, I was singing. So I've literally been singing all my life. I've grown into a family of music. So my dad's been a singer all his life. My grandparents have been in bands. My sisters started singing before me because I'm the youngest. So I was literally born into music and it's all I've ever wanted to do. So I would say literally the second I could start singing, I was singing. So very young age. The earliest memory I have is about 5 years old. But my mum seems to think that it was before then. So...
Really? Wow, that young.
Yeah. My first performance on stage, I was five.
Five? Where at?
I was at a holiday camp thing here. So we went on a family holiday trip and they had this little competition going on where the kids could get up and sing. So me and my sister did this competition and I was five.
Wow, that's cool. Is there any footage of that? Or?
There is somewhere, I believe. But I'm scared to dig it out.
Maybe he says, wow, cool.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe something for the future.
That'd be cool for the fans, for your fans, right?
Yeah, I think I'm singing some like Tina Turner song or something.
That's cool. Do you play any guitar? Do you play bass, keyboards, any instruments?
Yeah, so I started playing guitar briefly when I was around 13, 14 years old, I think. My granddad used to play guitar in bands, so he showed me my first few chords, and I've kind of picked it up here and there throughout the years, so I can play. I can play to a decent standard. I'm no expert, but yeah, I play guitar. I play a little bit.
Nice, nice. What's your favorite song on Power Zone?
Oh, that's a tough one, because when it comes to the albums, every song I love, otherwise it wouldn't be there. I'm going to say Power Zone, because it was the first one that I heard and it got me excited about the album. But honestly, I love every song on the album for different reasons.
Yep, the ones that I heard so far are just badass. I guess it's a tough question, because it's kind of like picking, if you had 10 babies and you got to pick one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's kind of unfair for sure. So what made you go solo, Shez? For people that don't know, you have a band with your sisters, right? Why the decision to branch off on your own?
So it wasn't a decision that I was thinking about much, because obviously I've sung with my sisters all my life, and we've been plugging away with Caned for many years. Like many, many years, we've always sung together. It just got to a point where, you know, it's quite hard to get out there these days. There's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
I was thinking of changing direction in my lifestyle a little bit. So I trained to become a personal trainer and a gym instructor. And I was giving music a little bit of a rest. And that was when Danny messaged me. So it just pulled me straight back in. There were no guests. I was straight back into music. I'm very passionate about music. And yeah, it was an opportunity that came up. I spoke to my sisters about it and they were like, Shez, you have to go for this. It's going to be amazing. And obviously I talk to them every day and they're so supportive of the project. And every time I get exciting news, you know, they're the first people I'm on the phone to telling them that things are happening, and they got my back all the way. So it wasn't a decision that was planned. It just kind of happened. So yeah, and here I am now.
Wow. Very cool. Well, you got something going there for sure. You got the music is very, I mean, I've heard other bands besides yourself, making new music with the touch of 80s, right? So that's very cool. Very cool that you're doing that for us 80s fans, right? 90s fans. That's like a, you know, like I told you earlier, a breath of fresh air. But it sounds great. Whatever you're doing, it's good. Whatever Danny's doing is working. So very cool.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have you ever been compared to Vixen?
Oh, yes, 100%. You can hear the influences in the music, because obviously Danny's very highly influenced by bands like that as well, and Vixen, and I've loved Vixen growing up as well, so you'll definitely hear little influences here and there, and I think other people can as well.
Yeah, you guys sound, your sound is similar to that, with a newer sound, of course.
That's a huge compliment, thank you.
Yeah, who are your musical heroes, inspirations here, if you will? Do you have any heroes?
So I was obviously first inspired with rock music by Def Leppard, but it's kind of gone on to, I got highly inspired by a band called Alter Bridge, because I love so many different styles of rock. I'm not just, you know, one-minded on 80s. I love any music. If I like something, I like it, but obviously it always stems back to rock for me. But I got highly influenced by Alter Bridge at one stage of my life, and it led to me having their album artwork tattooed on my back and everything.
Really?
So Miles Kennedy's quite a big influence to me. I think he's an incredible singer. I've also become very highly influenced by Eric, who formerly of Heat is now in Skid Row. An insane singer. There's so many. I've been influenced by my dad. I've been influenced by my sisters growing up as well. So it's just, it's a wide, wide range of influences for me.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, too many. I could be here for hours.
It'll be a 10-hour interview.
Yeah, just naming everyone who's influenced me.
Right. So what are your hobbies? What do you do when you're not holding a mic or or a guitar or on stage or rehearsing? What's your normal life hobby?
So I have another job where I'm a gym instructor as well. So I work in the gym. I like to go for some walks. I like to play games. I play PlayStation now and again, a bit of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Just normal, really.
You're a normal person, yeah.
I am, yeah.
Right. I guess we're all normal.
Yeah, well, to a certain point. We're all normal to a certain point. I'm not that normal.
A little bit abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've interviewed a bunch of people and rock stars and metal stars. And you would think, for example, the drummer for Megadeth, Dirk, I talked to him. And it's just he's a regular foe, a regular guy, a person like you and me, just for some reason, we think they're different because we hear them on the radio and Spotify or whatever. But I guess we're all human, right? Yeah.
It's crazy. We are. We were all just doing what we love. And yeah, it's crazy.
Right. So you mentioned Def Leppard. You mentioned Vixen. What's on your playlist? What do you listen to? Is it just strictly rock, or do you listen to pop or something else?
I do listen to different styles of music now and again, but it kind of always goes back to rock for me because it's my, it's what I love. I love listening to rock music. I have Nesta on my playlist at the moment. I have Crazy Licks on my playlist at the moment. I have Def Leppard, nice. Alter Bridge, a little bit of Kate Bush, because obviously I love the song Running Up That Hill, and it's become very popular again because of Stranger Things, so that's on my playlist at the moment. And obviously when I'm in the gym, it's a completely different style altogether, because what's on the radio is different to rock, so I'm listening to like mainstream pop over here as well in the gym every day.
Cool.
Yeah.
So give us your best gig and your worst gig so far.
Best gig and worst gig so far. Okay, so one of my best gigs as solo, because I haven't done many shows yet, because obviously when I released my first album, it was through the pandemic, so I didn't get to go out on the road and promote my album as much as I would like to. But since I've started gigging as a solo artist, highlight has to be with Crazy Licks in Wolverhampton. We played a show at the KK Steel Mill, and it was amazing. It was really, really good. So that's the last gig that is really sticking out in my mind, because it's quite fresh as well, so that was insane. Worst gig.
It could be from your experience with your sisters, the other band, or throughout your career, whichever,
That's quite a hard one, because it's strange with gigs, because even if in the moment it feels like it's not a great gig, you come away and you still got the memories, and the memories are always good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm finding that really hard. I wouldn't say it was a bad gig, because it was a good gig, but we did play a show to two people before.
Yeah.
And that was in Italy. We turned up and we thought, oh no, we're going to be playing a show to two people. But the show went well, and both those people bought an album. So we sold merchandise to 100% of the audience.
Wow. It happens to everybody.
It was a bad but good gig.
It happens to everyone. I'm a musician too here in Texas. Local bars, and I'm not a touring act like you guys. But it happens to everybody. I've played in front of zero people, in front of two people, and
It's what grounds us. It grounds us. It's all good.
I think the coolest gig that you're hopefully you never experienced it that I've had. So
go for it.
Right. One time we played at a bar here, and there was two people at the bar, but they were ignoring us. So I guess there was nobody there. I guess, right?
Oh no.
I guess it was a rehearsal. Just a rehearsal somewhere.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, you got to look at it that way, and it keeps your feet on the ground.
Right. So as far as yourself, what's your next gig? Is there plans to tour maybe a different country, or what's in your plans right now?
So a week after the album drops, so Power Zone's out on the 21st of October, and then I'm going to be doing my first headline tour in the UK on the 27th of October onwards. I've got 10 dates booked across the UK, and then I'm heading over to do some festivals in Belgium, Norway, Sweden, and Spain early next year, and then I'm heading over to the States to play on the Monsters of Rock cruise in April next year. So quite exciting.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Wow.
I know. It's mad. So everything's just 100 miles an hour at the moment.
Cool. So would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
I just want to say thank you all so much for the support. Keep in touch on social media, and I hope to see you all at a show one day soon. And I hope you guys love my new album, Power Zone.
Awesome. Thank you, Shez. Thank you for making time, and we can't wait to hear the rest of Power Zone on October 21st.
No problem. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for your time as well.
Don't forget to stream Chez Kane's brand new album, Power Zone. It's out very soon. It could be out by the time you hear this interview. Power Zone, Frontiers Music SRL, which big shout out to them. And awesome to thank you guys for keep on bringing us fans all this badass, awesome rock and roll metal music, man. So thank you guys over there at Frontiers Music SRL. And thank you to Chez for sure for making time and talking to us to our podcast here and chatting with all your fanatics. A very fast uprising female star. Check her out, man. Chez, Chez Kane, Kane. Check it out, man. A brand new video on YouTube. Love Gone Wild. It's hitting. It's got some big numbers up there. So check it out. Support her merchandise. Support her stores. Socials and all that. So, and whenever you see her out there performing, go out there and support Chez Kane. As far as our podcast, don't forget to subscribe, ring the bell so you don't miss any of our videos and uploads and all that stuff. So, check it out. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That metal interview.